talk about the three things that you looked at as you examined service contracting in civilian agencies.
Sure. This particular review, we focused on professional management support services. That's a certain type of service contract where it's possible that the service being performed, the contractors may inappropriately influence the government's authority, control, and accountability for decisions. So we were asked to go in and look at the extent to which civilian agencies are using professional management support service contracts, what they're doing, determine if the agencies are actually considering and mitigating any risk that might be associated. And then we also looked at agencies' efforts to recent broader government-wide initiatives to relate to professional management support.
All right. You looked at five agencies in this: Homeland Security, Transportation, HUD, and USAID, the National Science Foundation. What did you find as you looked at what those agencies did?
Well, generally, we found that in terms of when they were making the decision that they were going to use a contractor for professional management services, we did some case studies, and we found that at the point of time they made that decision, they really didn't consider the extent to which they might be asking a contractor to actually perform some sensitive duties. And if they were to do so, longstanding OMB guidance suggests that they consider any risks associated with asking them to do those duties and then to take appropriate management steps to better protect the government's interests. We found that for the case studies that generally that was not being done before award.
You used two words back-to-back that get people's the hair on the backs of their necks standing up. Federal acquisition regulation requires agencies to provide enhanced management oversight mm-hmm. for contracts that closely support, here they are, inherently governmental functions.
Right.
What did you find specifically regarding inherently governmental?
Well, that's a very fine distinction. Closely supporting are not, if they're performing those types of duties, they're not actually doing inherently governmental.
Right.
But they may be supporting a decision that the government's making. For example, they may be providing acquisition support. They may be providing budget analysis that goes into agency decision making for budgets. Those might be examples of types of activities, while not inherently governmental, they're closely supporting. But that's where the risks, I think, presents itself. Is the government, does it have the capacity, does it have the good understanding that in those situations they're considering the risks and taking appropriate action?
You also write, in some cases, officials said they later became concerned that contractors might perform inherently governmental functions or that government employees lacked expertise to oversee contracted work and took steps to mitigate risks. What kinds of risks were they running into, and then how were they addressing some of those risks?
Well, for example, while you prefer that it be done before the award, the fact that they are thinking about some of these things during performance by the contractor is a good thing. And we found some examples where they saw that the contractor to government employee ratio for certain types of activities like acquisition support, budget support, it was too many contractors to the government employees, so they decided to move some of the activities from the contractors to the government employees. But that's a judgment, and, there's nothing inherently wrong with contractors providing that type of support, but the government needs to be sure they understand that that's the inputs from the contractor, have to be considered in the fact that, we don't want them to overly influence any government decision.
The recommendations this time around were directed all at OMB. What did you have for them?
Well, one of the things we found in doing this work is that as we are looking at the professional management service codes, we found that a high percentage of contracts followed into the categories of other professional management support, for example, and other management support. And what we found is OMB has some initiatives underway to reduce the costs, get some cost savings in the area of professional management support, gave the agency certain codes to focus on, certain types of professional management support activities, but they didn't include two categories that we felt there was a large amount of dollars being spent in that area, and they present the same risks that the other categories do. So that's one area we wanted them to expand their initiative to include those codes.